So, Bob.
Brooke.
We cover the media here, right? Sometimes we cover cable. Sometimes we cover Comcast. And sometimes we nail our guests for conflicts of interest. So, Bob, what's the deal with this new website you founded called ComcastMustDie.com?
I happen to be a Comcast customer. I happen to be writing a book about how across a vast number of institutions in the economy and society, the internet is changing everything, essentially by ending a world in which we can be as consumers and citizens dictated to and opening up a world in which the consumer is very much in control of his own destiny. I had it very much in mind the day that I had some problems getting my Comcast triple play service. That's phone, internet, and TV all bundled into the same package. And I won't bore you with the details, but it was a nightmare, including vast hold times, including a lot of broken promises and everything else.
So are you using your highly coveted, profoundly influential position of co-host of this program to solve your personal cable problem?
Well, it's a question, of course, I asked myself, not only as the co-host of On the Media, but also as a critic of advertising for Advertising Age, which also covers Comcast. I have a blog on Ad Age. It is the means by which I'm writing this book. In effect, I'm using the very principles of what I call listenomics to...
Patent pending?
Yes, patent pending. I'm using the very principles of listenomics to get the kind of feedback from readers that I think politicians and corporations must learn to get from their own customers and voters. And I posted a blog item, which I thought had the catchy title of Comcast Must Die. And it was about my experience, but mainly it was asking other consumers about the idea of forming an e-surrection against companies that treat us like dirt. That's how I rationalized my decision, not trying to extort Comcast into solving my personal problem, but trying to extort Comcast into solving every customer's problems. Of course, every phone company and every cable company has a large number of people who are really angry with them.
Now, the show recently did an interview that was critical of Comcast's practice of cutting off lengthy uploads. Don't you think it'll hurt our credibility as, you know, a fair broker in this if you've got a website called Comcast Must Die?
Well, I'm afraid it does actually undercut our credibility, which is why I, of course, am going to recuse myself from anything that our show does with respect to Comcast. Happily enough, when you did that interview, I was like in Estonia or, somewhere in the Baltics.
But the thing is that even though you aren't doing the interviews, you are, in fact, you know, very much identified with this program. And doesn't it give the On the Media imprimatur to your endeavor?
Well, I hope it doesn't. I'm certainly not representing On the Media, WNYC, NPR, Advertising Age, or anyone else, but my own quest to drag this particular company kicking and screaming into the digital age. And, you know, Brooke, the evidence is, in some very substantial ways, they are coming around. For example, as far as I know, everyone who has posted his or her customer number along with their complaint on this website has gotten immediate follow-up from Comcast to resolve the problem. And many of them have written back to the blog to say, you know, it's kind of amazing, but not only did they do it, but it's actually changed their way of looking at Comcast. Gee, my website has been open for 2 months, and I don't know how many tens of thousands of page views I've had, but I've had more than 1,200 comments, people taking the trouble to go to their keyboard and unburden themselves.
I should say for the record that you did not request this interview. I wanted to do it as a matter of full disclosure.
I did not want to be talking about Comcast on our show. It's just the conflict of interest issues, you know, are swirling already. I just didn't want to make them worse. But it's really nice, I got to tell you, being interviewed by Brooke.
Bob Garfield is a columnist for Ad Age and co-host of On the Media.
Hanging around downtown by myself, and I had so much time.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Megan Ryan, Jamie York, Mike Wolo, Mark Phillips, and Nazanin Rafsanjani, and edited by Brooke Dylan Keefe is our technical director and Jennifer Munson, our engineer. We had help from Jessica McGowdy and Ian Whitehead. Our webmaster is Amy Pearl.
One last thing. Technical director Dylan Keefe. He's a former rock star. Actually, for 7 years, he's been OTM's personal rock star. And now he's leaving, going to a new national morning show to be launched by this station in early spring.
You might have heard him. His voice has popped up in voiceovers and skits, including this one recently when he read one of our 12-word novels.
There are no atheists in foxholes, said the chaplain, so get out.
He picked that one.
But more importantly, he's picked out most of those little musical interludes that help make the show sonically and emotionally coherent. In fact, Dylan has been a master of creating graceful and sometimes profound connections between two different stories and two disparate moods.
And regular listeners know we've made no secret of how much we edit the program. A single interview can contain 100 edits, 1,000 edits go into every single show. Dylan is the guy who makes sure you can't hear them. That takes him all night, every Thursday night, from roughly sunset to roughly sunrise, depending on the season.
Then there are his ideas, which come from voracious reading and journalistic rigor that comes from God knows where, certainly not us. And he is the world's greatest guy, and we are just going to miss him. Although, as far as I'm concerned, the traitor is dead to me!
Dylan's a bass player, you know, and it's his bass line, that steady thrum, that propels the show, both on the air and behind the scenes. We're going to have to find a new one now. Katya Rogers is our senior producer and John Keefe, our executive producer. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. You can listen to the program and find free transcripts, MP3 downloads, and our podcast at onthemedia.org. You can also post comments there and email us at onthemedia@wnyc.org. This is On the Media from WNYC. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
Ladies and gentlemen, for our purposes, Dylan Keefe has left the building.
Support for WNYC is provided by Live from Lincoln Center, broadcasting Red Hot Holiday Stomp with Wynton Marsalis, Esapatha Merkerson, and friends on December 10th. Hosted by Glenn Close. Check local PBS listings. Support for On the Media is provided by the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism, offering a new one-year Master of Arts degree program for experienced journalists. journalism.columbia.edu. Support for On the Media also comes from the Bidell Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the John and Anna Maria Phillips Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC. This is NPR.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.